Hey, it's Chuck Wicks with Ty, Kelly, and Chuck. Quick things. Ty, my boy, he's a year younger than I am. Wonderful father.
Thank you.
Wonderful father.
And why was the age important?
It just shows the lack
of seniority.
Where I am in my life.
Oh, no, you're good.
And Kelly, bourbon is her spirit animal, and me, I'm still trying to figure myself out. But we are Ty, Kelly, and Chuck.
It's Ty, Kelly, and Chuck. One of the things that happened over the last several weeks that is unforgettable for most of us on the show is that we let my 3-year-old son come up and confront my boss about why I had to go on a work trip the same day that he was having his first preschool program.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Can Daddy come to the concert?
Yeah, why not?
Because he has to do work.
Who makes him do that work?
Kelly does.
It's Ty, Kelly, and Chuck. Luke Bryan came to hang out with the show not too long ago.
You know, you look...
He looks the same.
Do I look fresh or do I look tired? I'm probably tired.
No, you look... You always look hot. But I would say that you look 40.
Whoa. You're a butt.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's so sexy. What do you mean I'm a...
You just did that to me.
What does that mean?
Well, I can't wait to turn 40, so...
Coming, does it feel different?
Coming from the woman.
Does it feel different?
I mean, I'm mad about it.
Yeah.
Are you mad about me bringing it up, or are you mad about it?
I'm just mad about it because...
It's weird, right?
Does it take it takes you longer to think about things?
Yeah, I guess I'm the early stages of dementia.
Okay.
It's Ty, Kelly, and Chuck. We've been reliving some of our favorite conversations, and a lot of the time we need advice, so we just ask people to please call and share their opinions. Can you return an item that you bought at a garage sale?
Oh, he's already chortling, laughing to himself.
Maybe you know it as a yard sale or as a lawn sale. Can you return an item that you bought at a lawn sale? Kelly wants to. I so encourage you not to.
Yeah, somebody came to me and my aunt's garage sale after they bought something, a new neighbor, and then they returned it saying that the salt couldn't go in it. It was a brand new salt and pepper shaker.
But do you hate that neighbor now?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Back over there. Right?
Cole Swindell is here, and we are going to pit him against Chuck Wicks in a Halloween mock debate tonight. Final debate for presidency.
All right. Dun, dun, dun.
That guy. This debate is going to be nothing like that debate.
All right.
Halloween's on the way. We all love it here on the show. And with Cole Swindell and Chuck Wicks, two very opinionated people, we assume.
I don't know. We don't have to do either one of them, though.
Assumption. No, we're not picking sides.
We're not. Good luck.
This has nothing to do with it.
I will say Chuck would look really pretty in a pantsuit.
30 seconds at a time. One candidate, then the rebuttal from the other. Mr. Wicks, your question. How would you handle the creepy clown situation that the world is in crisis with right
Terror.
Now?
Terror.
I believe that all clowns matter. The creepy ones belong in jail. If they want to dress like creepy clowns, they can. But
thank you.
One bad clown does not ruin.
Time's up.
Right, okay. Time from Kelly. Right. Sorry. To Cole Swindell.
I'll pick up there. you know, one bad clown, one bad apple. It's just you're right.
Did you say I'm right?
I meant that.
Tough way to win a debate.
This is something that we see eye to eye on that.
Thank you.
We
can't ban all clowns.
Thank you.
We can't do that.
It's Ty, Kelly, and Chuck. We've been reliving some of our favorite 10-minute tunes of the year.
And Jeffrey East is one of our favorites, one of our favorite singers. He's got the voice of an angel.
And we assigned him the task of, in 10 minutes, writing a song during election season about getting out there and voting.
And now I don't pick sides because I don't like to bicker, but I just saw a picture of an I voted sticker. Don't know what to do. But that sticker looks pretty dang cool. Guess I better go vote. No, I ain't got no excuses. Gonna get off my hairy butt and just go do it.
I bet it is.
I may close my eyes and any, many, mighty more one of those guys take a selfie for my folks. Yeah, I'm gonna go vote.
Amber, I'm always afraid I'm going to ruin a wedding. And did you do that?
No, someone ruined my wedding.
Uh-oh.
And see, she's going to remember it forever, and I don't want to be that person.
I will never forget it.
What happened?
Who was it?
So, my husband has a cousin. I can't stand him, but I deal with him. Well, it's his wife I absolutely cannot stand. I won't put up with her. She knows this, and do not show up to my wedding.
Okay, you didn't invite her to the wedding.
And she flat out knew that. Well, she shows up to my wedding.
She does not.
I find out minutes before I am to meet my husband. I am so upset and ready to kick some tail in my wedding dress that my mom straight up forces one of her Xanaxes down my throat.
Like, you're not the only person that does that. Parents do that all the time. They give like some sort of like calm down medication.
Like seriously? A cat.
Yes.
She's like, you cannot do this, Amber. You cannot do this. You
she put it in peanut butter.
On your wedding day. You're not going to jail in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Amber. Not happening.
That would have been so cool though, Amber.
Do they have pictures of you petting the wall and everything later? Or?
Oh, they have pictures of me looped out of my mind.
Yeah. Okay. Every once in a while, you catch one of the biggest artists in country music stopping by to write a fake a song on Fake Song Friday. Here's what happened when William Michael Morgan stopped by.
What were the words again, fellas?
They were Juggernaut.
Yep.
Extraterrestrial.
Yep.
And Scrum Diddly Umptious. She's a juggernaut. An extraterrestrial kind of hot. Yeah. I know exactly what I got when she looks at me and I look at her. Yeah, yeah, she's Scrum. Scrum diddly Scrum diddly umptious. And I want this, cause that first kiss was so scrum. Scrum diddly. Hey.
We just kind of, we played it like 12 different times. Completely different back there.
It is so romantic.